take a deep breath. Be reminded that New York has an amazing history. Imagine something beautiful happening in this strange, gritty, ironclad world of these old, dusty, dank buildings that you're seeing in front of you right now. My name is John Kelly. In 1990, I did a performance piece called Love of a Poet, which was a dramatic staging of a song cycle written by Robert Schumann in 1840.
You're listening to Kelly sing an excerpt from one of the songs now. Love of a Poet told the story of a suicidal poet struggling with the dramatic cycles of love. It merged music, film sequences, lights, costumes, and the sounds of the harbor. The project was presented by Creative Time in the long-abandoned Battery Maritime building, reactivating the space with art and performances. Since then, the building has been restored and is set to open in June of 2007.
When you work in an alternative space, you're really having to embrace the atmosphere that space brings, and that can be a real high. It can be a really invigorating experience. And that was certainly the case with the Battery Maritime building for me, because I could sense the history of that place. You know, I mean, the Ellis Island vibe, the whole history of old New York. But also, it was really informed by the AIDS epidemic, which had really kind of showed its challenging face. So, in a way, to do a piece about a suicidal poet who was bereft was, on some level, I imagine, informed by the fact that I was dealing with the loss of friends left and right. It really was about waking up and finding oneself in the midst of catastrophe or potential catastrophe.